The ancient city of Jericho in the Jordan Valley was a place of trading and transit between east and west. It lay on the road that led to Jerusalem coming from the east. It was also known as the city of palm trees because of the trees and tropical vegetation that grew there. It was near Jericho that Jesus healed the blind beggar Bartimaeus and his companion, and then, followed by a crowd of people, he entered the town to pass through it on his way to Jerusalem. Now there was a man living in Jericho by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was very rich. These publicans, as they were called, were Jews who worked for the Romans, collecting taxes on goods and commodities that were in transit. The Jewish population hated and despised these men, as they were often dishonest and gained considerable wealth by increasing the taxes and keeping the difference. When Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was passing through the town, he wanted to see who he was, but being a short man, he was not able to because of the crowd. At that time, the streets of Jericho were lined with sycamore trees, so Zacchaeus ran ahead and climbed a tree to see Jesus. When the Lord reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down, because I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus climbed down quickly and welcomed him with great joy. When the people saw this, they began to mutter, "He has gone as a guest to the home of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to Jesus, "Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I will pay him back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem for the last time. His disciples and many other Jews who believed in him thought that the kingdom of God was about to be established. So Jesus told the people a parable to help them understand that he would only come into his reign after a long absence, and that while he was away, his servants were to do their work faithfully. So he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to be made king and then return home. Before he left, he called his 10 servants and gave them 10 pieces of money, one coin each, saying, 'See what you can earn with this until I come back.' Now his countrymen hated him, and so they sent messengers after him to say, 'We don't want this man to rule over us.' He was made king, however, and came back. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money, in order to find out how much they had earned with it. The first one came and said, 'Lord, your coin has earned 10 other coins.' 'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied. 'Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, I will put you in charge of 10 cities.' The second servant came and said, 'Lord, your coin has earned 5 more.' So his master said, 'You will be in charge of 5 cities.' Then another servant came and said, 'Lord, here is your money. I have kept it in a piece of cloth. I was afraid, because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in, and reap what you did not sow.' His master replied, 'You bad servant, I will judge you by your own words. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking what is not mine and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put my money in the bank, so that on my return I could have collected it with interest?' And he had the coin taken from him and given to the man who had 10. 'For to everyone who has,' said Jesus, 'more will be given. But for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away.' Then the king ordered that his enemies be put to death." With this parable, Jesus taught the need of faithfulness in his service until his second coming. It was also a solemn warning for the Pharisees and all who reject his lordship. Next episode, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem.